more now on your credit reports. You may know that the whole country is going through a phase-in whereby you can get your own credit report for free from three major credit bureaus. By the 1st of September of this year, this will be available all across the country. But already, you can get certain types of reports, specialty consumer reports. These are now available to all of us. Here to explain is Michelle Singletary. She writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post, and she's Day-to-Day's personal finance contributor. Michelle, what are these specialty reports that consumers can get?
These are other types of reports that are used by other businesses to determine, say, whether they're going to rent you an apartment or the price that they're going to charge you on your insurance. They're specialty credit reports that are done for specialty businesses. Most of us are used to the credit reports that we get, say, when we want to get a mortgage loan. But these are reports that say you want to apply for medical insurance as an individual. They may pull your medical report to determine whether or not they should insure.
Where does the information in these reports come from?
They come from all over. Say, for example, you want to rent an apartment. Your landlord is going to pull a specialty report for you on your rent history. And that information would have been fed into that database from your previous landlords. Say, for example, you want to open up a checking account. And lots of people don't realize that sometimes the banks, or often the banks, will get a report on you from one of the specialty credit reporting agencies like Telecheck or Check Systems to tell whether or not you've been a good person in terms of how you've handled your checking account. Do you bounce a lot of checks? That kind of thing. So they want to see how you've handled your checking account in the past.
So how do you know if there is a specialty report that exists on you out there?
Well, lots of times people won't know that because they are so specialized. When you go to do some of these items like rent an apartment or apply for medical insurance as an individual, or say, for example, get insurance on your car, you can request as of December 2004 that they supply you, the agencies that get this data, with a free report. So say you are going to rent an apartment and you want to know what's in the database. You, of course, probably already know if you've been paying your rent on time, but you may want to get the report before you go looking for other apartments to see what it says, because there could be incorrect information in the report.
And are these reports, if you went and looked and found your report, can you amend them in some way? Can you challenge the data that's in there?
Absolutely. The law gives you the ability to correct things that are incorrect. So if, for example, you've not been able to rent an apartment, you're wondering what's going on, it could be that there's some wrong information in there. So you want to get that specialty report. If you see some incorrect information, then you want to contact the specialty company that's supplying that so that you can get it corrected. And the law allows you to do that.
Michelle Singletary is Day-to-Day's personal finance contributor. She writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post. Michelle, thanks again.
You're so welcome.
Day-to-Day's produced today by Catherine Fox, edited by Jeff Rogers. Our senior editor is John Buckley, the senior producer, Steve Proffitt. The production staff includes Chip Grabo, Rob Sachs, Neil Carruth, Jennifer Giles, Jacob Conrad, Kyle McKinnon, and Claire Robbins. Our intern is Stephen Hoffman. The editors are Martha Little, Alicia Montgomery, and Slate's Andy Bowers. Our director today is Shireen Meraji. The technical directors, Leo Del Aguila, with engineers Carlos Asensio, Sean Corey Campbell, and Josh Rogerson. The executive producer for Day to Day is Leith Bishop. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.